Well, he'd had something like 25 years more experience than I had, rich resource base, extremely wise. But anyway, I said to him, well, perhaps now isn't the time to visit. So we put it off. And then when he did come to visit, which was about 3 months later, he took the same attitude. I met him at the airport. How can I help you? I'm here to help you. The servant leader concept. And I thought, well, that's awfully nice, but what basically do you want to look into? He said, I'm here to help, whatever you would like. So I took him to a particular meeting, and I said to him, it would help if you were to reinforce this point that I'm trying to get across. So he did it. And then I would give him another instruction, and he would do it. And then he would turn to me and say, is there anything else? Well, I started feeling, I'm the one that's responsible. He's the one that's my helper. So I started getting very open to him. And as I would leave one meeting, after handling some problems in the way I'd traditionally handled it, I turned to him and said, what do you think? The way I handled that, is that congruent with your experience? And he would answer this way. Well, Stephen, you might consider what they're doing over here, or you might consider this. He didn't tell me one thing. He basically affirmed my responsibility and my power to make the decisions. But he gave illustrations of examples of things I might consider. So what happened is my conscience became the dominant force in this relationship, not him. And he left me and he went to do other things. He had other areas of responsibility. But my conscience never did. It was always with me. Boy, did I feel responsible. So I started to plumb him for his wisdom and his experience. And he came forth in abundance. But he never told me what to do. He always told me, you might consider this, you might consider this. Well, that enthroned my conscience in a way I had not experienced.